six threes tonight. Did you know you had your shot going when you stepped onto the court? Is this one of those nights you could feel you really had a rhythm?
I like to try to think that every night. You know, I put in a certain amount of hours into my craft. So, again, anytime I go out there, I'm trying to put out my best effort. You know, teammates were finding me, got flowing today, so it was a pretty solid day.
Tell us about what was talked about over the last 2 days after Golden State and how that came to fruition on the court tonight.
Really just our anticipation, you know, our staying together, our unity, you know, swinging one another, helping one another, score the basketball, not a lot of iso ball, just a bunch of playing together. You know, we watched film, we talked, we had conversations, we had real conversations with one another as teammates and, you know, continue to keep building.
You know, it's interesting, Gary, the Lakers had so many guys out injured tonight. That doesn't always mean what people think it means, that it's going to be a blowout. How did you guys take care of business the way you did when that doesn't always happen that way when another team is shorthanded?
Well, we most definitely already knew what we was up against. Again, we're on a road trip. We're coming to the end of the season, so we need to capitalize and lock in on any opportunity that we have to go on the floor. So, obviously, we knew tonight, it doesn't matter who you're playing, this is the NBA. There's 450 of us, everybody's here for a reason, so we got to bring our best effort every single night.
23 tonight, including six threes for our post-game guest, Gary Trent Jr. Thanks so much for sticking around, Gary.
Right on, appreciate you.